worked hard to build your business, and now it's time to grow. Welcome to the Multiply Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Tom Dufour, CEO of Big Sky Franchise Team and a serial entrepreneur. And as we get going today, we always like to open with a question, but this one's pretty interesting for our topic today, which is all about the idea of finding absentee ownership, passive investment opportunities. These things are frequently coming up, whether it's a large investor that's looking to purchase several franchises that says, well, I'd love to buy a bunch, but I don't have anyone to own and anyone to operate those, or a partner to come in, or a franchisor that's maybe saying, boy, I'd love to find an organization or some specialists to come in and help operate some of my franchisees that are maybe underperforming or could be performing better than what they are. And our guest today is JB Bidacy, and he's the CEO and founder of Corlex Capital. And JB started the company after a brilliant background working on Bay Street and Wall Street. And he's guided businesses from the whiteboard to IPOs and secondary placements in Bay Street and Wall Street with over 200 transactions, 85 IPOs, and more than $8 billion in capital raised during that time. He's born in Kingston, Jamaica, raised in Montreal, and now he's based out of Atlanta. He's traveled to every continent except Antarctica. He speaks multiple languages, and he spends his Saturday morning street cooking and counseling with Feed the Homeless Project, where he served on the board of directors for the past 2 years. He's actually earned the Volunteer of the Year Award in 2018. He joined the Young Presidents Organization, also known as YPO, in 2020. And when you ask JB what motivates him these days, he's likely to say being thoughtful and impactful. And we talk about that at the tail end of the interview. So you're going to want to hear at the end of the interview what he says about being thoughtful and impactful. So with that being said, I'd love to jump right into my interview with JB Bidacy.
I'm JB Bidacy, and I'm the CEO and founder of Corlex Capital here in Atlanta, Georgia, a minority-owned private equity firm focused on investing in franchise businesses, food and non-food, focused on growth capital. But what makes us a little different is that we have a focus on operations. So we also operate franchises on behalf of investors to make it truly a passive investment for them.
Wow, that's really interesting. So JB, a lot of our audience are in the franchise business or thinking about getting into franchising as an emerging franchisor brand. Mm-hmm. So would you maybe talk a little bit about your work do you work directly with the franchisor? I saw acquisition of several, I think it was Wingstop franchises that you recently acquired. Mm-hmm. So would you maybe talk through how that all works?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we are here to help with not only the franchisor side, but for franchisees who have, you know, trying to manage growth. Sometimes franchisees get ahead of their skis when they grow a little quickly. And that's always predicated on the back of success. You know, we like to say that it's a different skill set to go from 5 stores to 15 to 50 to 500. Those could be different animals and different people that know how to tackle those animals. So we try to be there to help out with growth. And, you know, we're happy to do it with several brands. But most recently, we're now a brand partner of Wingstop, and we're happy to be with them.
Great, great. So I'm always curious, curiosity, how you identify potential partners, investments, acquisitions. How do you identify that? I'm not asking for the trade secrets, but just curious if someone's listening in saying, hey, JB, this sounds interesting. Maybe you'd be interested in what we're doing.
Sure. So yeah, I mean, there's some disciplines around the types of franchisors that we like. You know, again, it varies from whether it's food or non-food, but if we're to stay on the food side, which is probably 75% of our business, we like to see high off-premise business for one. You know, we like to see, you know, 85 to 90% off-premise, especially in the current environment. So we like to see brands that have a strategy to stay around and stay open during things like COVID. So you've got a lot of delivery business, catering, takeout, that type of thing. We love it. The ability to order on an app and then it shows up at your place at DoorDash. Love that all day long. Very defensible in these types of markets. And then of course, you know, things that have a price point where, you know, you can feed a family, you know, if you, you know, have to make it kind of stretch a bit in these times, and we get that. So there are a lot of different brands that have those qualities that we're very interested in, and we kind of stay focused in that area.
Okay. Interesting. And I'd love to get a little backstory on you and how do you, you know, go from, you know, we're talking about your company right now and your investment company, but how do you get that started? What are some of your beginnings that you, I'd love to for you to share your story?
Sure. It's kind of an unconventional story, but a story nonetheless. But born in Jamaica, raised in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in a mill Mennonite farm town. Kind of humble beginnings that way. Began my career in investment banking and was always focused in growth companies. And when I was on the public side as a trader, focused on microcap stocks. So there's always an affinity for, you know, growing businesses. When I left that for a while, I tried to start my own business when I was really young. And believe it or not, the biggest thing I struggled with was growth. I never thought that you could grow too quickly and that become a problem. And, you know, that always kind of stayed with me. And I wish that I had had that support when I was coming up. Hence why I really like the franchise model. It's a great way to transition those who don't have the necessary operational experience in a prior life that want to be able to transition into that world with some support. So I've just had an affinity for that. But if you spend a lot of time in the growth capital sector of it, or the earlier stages of that growth platform, you know, the emphasis on operations are very, very strong and they're very, very serious. So to identify other operators that have that experience of franchise growth, I think is so valuable. So that's kind of what is the genesis of Corelex. It's matching up strong operators with those who can help out with growing franchise systems from franchisee sides.
Interesting. And so I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you. And that's quite a going from Jamaica, Montreal, and now here in the States, and you're based in Atlanta. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So as you and your team are now starting to look and grow your business, where do you see your company going? What's your vision?
Wow. Well, listen, our vision is to continue help in helping the management of growth. There are a lot of different brands out there that, you know, kind of stay in our lane as far as what our disciplines are with off-premise business. And also not to mention that have a strong social sensibility of their surroundings and, you know, supporting minority businesses. That's a big thing to us here too. We are an MBE, minority business enterprise. So there are great opportunities that check all those boxes. So, you know, 5 years from now, we'd like to be involved with, you know, several brands, growing with them, becoming good brand partners, good stewards of the brands, as well as providing investment opportunities for those who really want to invest and own assets where they can truly be a passive investor without having to run these things. So we could do it on their behalf. And I think it's an exciting runway for us in the next 3 to 5 years.
Interesting. And so by a passive investor, I'm interested in this. And if someone in our audience is listening and saying, oh, okay, JB, so passive investor, okay, this sounds like, you know, every potential investor's dream. Okay. So I'm interested in, let's say, buying a handful of food franchises. Is that, and I want to invest in it, but, you know, I really don't want to run it. I don't want to operate it. I don't have that expertise. Is that where you and your company could come in to manage daily operations? How does that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in some cases, it's even a bigger issue than that for potential investors that want to come in these spaces. So, you know, it is the franchisor's responsibility to protect their brand. And to do so, they have to have operators that, you know, can run their businesses at an optimum level to show a good brand and show a good experience to the customer. you know, so I understand and empathize the desire to keep that from a franchisor's perspective or standpoint. But, you know, if you're somebody who's trying to get into a business where you're getting stonewalled by that because you haven't done it before, that can be very frustrating. This is a way to kind of get around that by piggybacking on the third-party management services that Corelex provides. So it's a way to also create that track record with some of the ways we structure some of these deals that allow you to start that button on, you know, building a track record for yourself so that perhaps in a few years you're in a position to go out on your own and actually have a track record, you know, with an existing brand that you've been affiliated with or by ownership for the past few years or so. So that's a way that we tackle that to, you know, offer that service for those who don't necessarily qualify to have a franchise out the gates on their own.
Interesting. So when you're going through this, you know, our listeners are franchisors in many cases. Do you partner with franchisors? Maybe not, I should say, maybe more of a strategic partnership where you can help support franchisees in a system, or how does that relationship work?
Yeah, I mean, we're here to help first and foremost. If there is an opportunity to get involved in a system that has the opportunities to acquire existing restaurants where there is some space for growth, we welcome those opportunities. So that's typically, you know, the first step in how we're shown opportunities from the franchisor side. But we typically also get calls in from you know, would-be investors that are like, hey, you know, I tried to get into this system and, you know, I just didn't have the background that resided, but I really want one. Do you have any interest in going down that direction, JB? Are you guys looking to invest in those anytime soon? You know, those type of conversations are starting to come up, and those are exciting for us too.
Interesting. Well, I know it is part of this. I'd love for you to share your contact information, website.
Absolutely. You can go to www.corelexcapital.com, our website, and you can click on the info at and, you know, reach out to us anytime you can.
Great. Thank you. And well, JB, I'd love to get into the little formula or in format for the show here. And sure. So we have this interview process. We ask every guest the same few questions before they go. So I'd love for you to answer this idea of misses makes a multiplier. So we'll start first with the misses and maybe a miss that happened along the way that you could share something you learned from it.
Yeah. So like, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, one of the first businesses I started was a miss. You know, I had a t-shirt company that I was growing and it grew kind of fast and I wasn't anticipating for that to happen. It was an online platform. E-commerce was fairly new. This is back in 2002. And, you know, I was building the plane while I was flying it. And then all of a sudden it got crazy. What did I learn from that? Take your time. You know, don't be in such a rush for the growth to come. It'll come on its own. And it's really good to try and get that platform and that foundation laid and set. And that will allow you to really manage the scalability, you know, much more comfortable than I did.
Great advice. Thank you for sharing that. And, sure. And well, the fun part is talking about the makes. That's always the fun part to talk about that. So, and your career is just decorated. You know, if you were a soldier, you'd have just, you know, all the brass long and just all the, pins and so on. So share with us a little, some of the makes along the way that you had.
Like I said, I first of all, thank you for saying that. I enjoy building things for one. That's just something that's a passion of mine. I even, believe it or not, I even build Lego. I'm a huge Lego fan, and you know, I'll build Lego sets for hours and hours all night. And then when it's done, I'll go buy a new Lego set because I just like to build things. So over my span of my career, I've had the good fortune, and I'm humbled to be able to have worked on projects that we started from the beginning. I'm on my fourth startup business. We started a few investment banks back in Canada. It was a great experience. Here, same again. You know, we launched Corelex about 3 years ago in a great place, growing. And it's a great time to, you know, put all of those life experiences together to, you know, show what you can do and hopefully perform.
Great. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. And how about the idea of the multiplier? You know, some guests have shared some things they've done personally or professionally. When you think about a multiplier in your business or in your career or personal life, would you mind sharing something that you found helpful?
Yeah. You know, believe it or not, I really believe in vision boards. And, you know, I think everything that's real and tangible, you know, starts with a vision, you know. So it's important to visualize it and speak into it and live it. And I think that kind of absorbs in your subconscious, and then you start working towards this even, you know, passively. So I'm a big fan of those. I think people should have multiple vision boards. They should be very specific things. They should be very personal things. And the last thing I will say about a vision board, whatever's on there, if you can achieve it and attain it on your own, in a relatively short period of time, it's not big enough to be on your vision board. You know, reach higher, you know, try and challenge yourself to have a little faith, and believe in what you have to believe to do what you have to be able to do, because that's really what entrepreneurship's about. You know, you got to stretch yourself out there. Don't be afraid to fail. Dream big. Dreams come true. Dream big. Vision big.
Great. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And JB, before we go here, the last question we ask everyone is, what does success mean to you?
In its simplest form, success is the completion of a task. You know, just it's just a series of that over and over and over again. If anybody wants to experience what success is, just start something, commit to finishing it, and finish it. That's success to me.
I like that. I like that. Simple and yet so difficult.
like most things in life.
Yeah.
Simple, yeah. Not easy.
That's
simple,
right.
Easy, right?
But that's exactly right.
Yeah. That to me is the definition of success. And you know something, it's something that everybody can experience, you know, at their own leisure, at their own level, at their own time.
Mm-hmm. Well, JB, one of the questions I forgot to ask you is about your company values, about being thoughtful and impactful, if I recall correctly.
Yes,
so
yes.
I would love for you just to talk a little bit about that and where that comes from and how that applies to your business.
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity. Those are big buzzwords in this company, and they're big buzzwords in my life. Let's start with thoughtful. You know, when you're thoughtful, you haven't got to be the smartest guy in the room if you put in the time. You know, being thoughtful is another way of showing your respect and your time that you've devoted to something. So when you're really, really thoughtful, then you have the idea, you have the option, and the chances of being impactful are much higher. And I like the name, I like the word impactful, because you haven't got to be large to make a big difference. And that's what I like the word about impactful. Everybody in our firm is impactful on all levels. And I come from a place that's very small, that's very impactful. You know, Jamaica is this big, and yet it gave us reggae music. It gave us Usain Bolt. It gave us Bob Marley. It's just very impactful. So that's just something that's resonated with me in my entire life. Always never afraid or intimidated to be small, to think that means that we can't, you know, make a big difference. Corelex is starting small. We're trying very hard to be impactful by being very thoughtful.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that. I just, when I read that, it really resonated with me. So I just wanted to hear kind of your opinion or your interpretation of what those words mean. And JB, just before we go here, is there anything you'd like to make sure you share with the audience that you haven't had a chance to say yet?
No, other than, you know, I'm very, very honored to be a part of the franchise community here in Atlanta and across the states. We're excited to get out there and be as, you know, thoughtful, impactful, and helpful as we can in this industry. We think there's a good runway and a real need that we can serve by offering, you know, operations for franchises, food and non-food. So we're happy to be here, and if we can be helpful, please reach out.
JB, thank you for your time and for a fantastic interview. I really appreciate it. And let's go ahead and jump into today's three key takeaways. So the first key takeaway with JB that I really liked is that it's a different skill set to grow from 5 units, 15 units, 50 units to 500 units. And I would say that applies for whether you're a multi-unit operator as a franchisee, a company-owned operator as a large company-owned enterprise, or third, as a franchisor, as you grow from 5, 15, 50 to 500. And JB has some fantastic experience and great solutions to offer if you're in that boat or looking for some support there. Number two, I thought this was really interesting. He talked about take your time for growth. Build that solid foundation. And I liked how he shared how he actually loves building things, including building Lego and putting together different Lego puzzles and pieces. So that was really neat. Number three for the third key takeaway today is the use of vision boards. And he says, use them. Create a vision board. Do you have one? Do you know what one is? If you don't, check it out. I know I use one. And I loved how he said, if you can complete it in a short time period, 3 months, 6 months, it probably should not be on your vision board. These should be big, big visions and goals, like all of you on here saying, how can I multiply my success and what I'm doing and growing my business? And now it's time for today's win-win. So today's win-win is be thoughtful and be impactful. Be thoughtful and impactful. And this is all part of JB's core values and really a driver for him personally that I really learned about interviewing him that we have on the podcast here and when we spoke offline as well. Be thoughtful and impactful. And when you're thoughtful and impactful, a lot of things can happen. And it doesn't have to be in large world-changing things. It could happen, but you can be thoughtful with your spouse. You can be thoughtful with your children. You can be thoughtful with your coworkers or your clients. You can be thoughtful with those that are closest with you. And most likely, you are able to be most impactful with those people that are also closest to you. And then that will multiply beyond that. So today's win-win is be thoughtful and be impactful. And that's our episode today. Thank you for tuning in. JB, this was a fantastic interview. Please make sure you subscribe. Please leave us a review. And we look forward to having you back next week.